BBC News, I'm John Shea. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has said he was metres away from an Israeli airstrike that hit a major airport in Yemen's capital Sana'a. He was not harmed. Israel says the attack was part of a series of strikes targeting the Iran-backed Houthi movement. Shaima Khalil reports.
Houthi officials said the strikes were barbaric, a crime against the Yemeni people. The Israeli military said it struck targets used by the Houthis to smuggle Iranian weapons into the region. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, was about to board a plane when the airport was hit. He said one of the crew members was injured in the attack. The Houthis, an Iran-backed armed group which controls northwestern Yemen, began their attacks shortly after the start of the Gaza War in October last year, acting, they say, in solidarity with the Palestinians. This is the second Israeli airstrike on the Houthis in Yemen in less than a week. It follows a significant rise in the number of Houthi attacks on Israel.
The head of one of the last functioning hospitals in northern Gaza says an Israeli airstrike has killed five members of staff. Hossam Abu Safia, the director of the Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia, said a doctor was among the dead. There's been no comment from the Israeli military. The authorities in Finland have seized a ship believed to be linked to Russia because of suspicions that it severed an underwater cable in the Baltic Sea. The EstLink 2 carries electricity between Finland and Estonia. Here's Paul Moss.
At exactly the point that it stopped working, a ship passed overhead. Not surprisingly, the Finnish police acted quickly. They boarded the ship. Now, this is flagged to the Cook Islands, a small nation in the Pacific. But what they're suggesting is that's just what's called a flag of convenience. And it was really part of Russia's shadow fleet. The shadow fleet is used to evade sanctions, but they're suggesting it may also be used to sabotage cables. And that's what they're suggesting here, that the anchor dragged along the bottom and snapped the cable in two.
The former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has died aged 92. He was India's first Sikh Prime Minister. He spent a decade in office from 2004 until 2014. Archana Shukla reports.
Manmohan Singh, an economist-turned-politician, was one of India's longest-serving prime ministers. He is credited for liberalising India's economy, first as the finance minister and later at the country's top job, steering foreign investment and growth. He was praised for his handling of the Mumbai terror attacks in 2008 and the global economic crisis in 2009. Under his leadership, India started its massive food grain distribution and rural job scheme that uplifted India's rural populace. But his second term was marred by corruption allegations that was partially responsible for his Congress party losing power in 2014.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The new administration in Syria says it's arrested a senior military officer from the Assad regime who's believed to have been involved in abuses at the notorious Sadnaya prison. The arrest of Mohammed Kanjo Hassan follows clashes between forces from the new government and Assad loyalists, in which 14 members of the security forces were killed. It's the first big test for the new leadership, which says it will stamp out attempts to undermine Syria's security. Reports from Haiti say the health minister, Duckinson Lotte Blema, has been sacked. His dismissal follows Tuesday's deadly attack in Port-au-Prince at a ceremony to mark the reopening of the country's biggest hospital. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Two journalists and the policeman were killed and several others were injured. Haitian media said Dr. Lotte Blema ignored security warnings and insisted that the hospital be reopened in time for Christmas. It had been closed after being wrecked by one of the country's criminal gangs. The Village de Dieu gang posted a video online saying they hadn't authorized the reopening ceremony. They are part of an alliance of criminal groups that continue to control most of the capital, despite the installation of a transition government and the deployment of an international police force in Haiti earlier this year.
The government of Mali says 25 of its nationals are among dozens of migrants still missing after their boat sank last week while trying to reach Spain from Morocco. A statement reported by the French news agency said 11 people had been rescued and that there were roughly 80 passengers on board. Two sailors have been killed at sea in separate incidents during the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, the annual event's first deaths for 26 years. The authorities said both crew members had been hit by booms, a large pole at the bottom of the sail, in a night of exceptionally stormy weather. The conditions have forced several boats to retire from the race. BBC News.